Good morning, everybody. How's everyone? Okay, good. So my name's Luke Miller. I'm a systems engineer from Veeam. And today I'm going to be taking you through data protection and monitoring in the virtualized data center. So Veeam backup replication is generally the tool people know us about. But what I'm going to go into today is a bit more of the monitoring suite and how we link the two together. My background is sort of 12 years in IT, last 9 years working for a bank in the UK, Royal Bank of Scotland. I was waiting for people to throw something at me then, if anyone knows the history of RBS. But anyway, I kind of started their VMware infrastructure there from the ground up. And by the time I left that, it was about 490 hosts. So I kind of really understand the pain of that monitoring the virtualized estate, you know. So that was why they got me on Veeam, and then I've been learning a lot about the Hyper-V stuff, and obviously with the new developments of Hyper-V, it's very important. So who are Veeam? Veeam are a software company that have been around for a fair time now, for about 5 or 6 years. They're the fastest. Gartner have recorded us the fastest growing software company within its first 5 years. So we're third to Microsoft and Google. So really, really powerful company, and the software speaks for itself. And if anyone's using it in here, that they'll understand that some of the feature benefits you can get out of using our software. We just won 2012 Partner of the Year. So we're getting pretty snugly with Microsoft at the moment. Especially with the Hyper-V and the developments around that, and I'll talk about that a bit later. What I'd like to do is potentially just hold off on questions until the end. I've got a fair bit to get through. I've got some cards down there if you guys want to take something at the end, or I'm on the booth as well, and I've probably spoken to quite a few of you already. So I'll just talk about the software that we have got, and The first piece of software is the software that is what we're known by, is what I was saying, is the backup and replication. And what I'm going to go into today is some of the features of backup and replication. I'm not going to sort of sit too heavy on that. I'm sure there's a big majority of the room that have already got a fair understanding of that. But what I'm going to also do is talk about the free software that we're giving away with that. So I think Veeam, if anyone has heard of Veeam, they've probably heard of back in the beginning, FastSCP was a piece of software that was given away free, and very powerful tool to move software very quickly around the data center. And we've got some upgrades to that software that is part of the free suite now, and I can talk about how we can use that. So then we look at the other side. We've got the management side of things. So we've got two products. The first one, I'm just going to have to stand away from that light, it's in my eyes a bit, but the first product is the management pack, and that's what I'm going to delve into the most here, because I'm kind of assuming that everybody's fairly familiar with SCOM. Can I have a show of hands, actually, how many people are using SCOM in the room? That's a reasonably good head, actually. So I wasn't surprised about that, because that's kind of, you know, what the description said, and that's a really, really good news. So for those who haven't got SCOM, we've got... Oh, sorry, I'll just... explain a bit more about that. So that's a management pack that comes into SCOM, and that brings all that ESX infrastructure under the SCOM bonnet. So you guys have got SCOM. You can our management pack is, I'd say, pretty much the most powerful tool to do this on the market. And this is one of the big reasons we've got the 2012 Partner of the Year. So something just to mention there, if you guys haven't got management pack already, which you probably haven't, otherwise you wouldn't be here, as part of the 2012 SCOM, we offer a 10-core license for free that goes in on that, you know. So that's Veeam's contribution, and that comes with SCOM 2012. Okay, so for the people that haven't got SCOM, we've got Veeam 1, and it scales up to about 100 ESX hosts for monitoring. Very, very powerful tool. I'm not going to go into it today, but for those of you who want to learn a bit more about Veeam 1, you're more than welcome to come to the booth, and I'll do a quick demo, a quick overview. But briefly, it breaks down into three products. It's the monitoring suite, We've got something called Business View, which gives you the ability to move your VMs into business containers without affecting the virtual center, and the reporting functionality. And then you can we've got really, really powerful out-of-the-box dashboards that works, that will work on all of that data and crunch that data and give you really useful reports. It's a really, really incredible product. And then I can probably hear a lot of people in the rooms thinking, oh, that's VCOPS. Well, the difference between us is we do Hyper-V and VMware. So I'm sure it's been bouncing around a lot of the technical guys' heads and management is this move to Hyper-V, you know, having a heterogeneous environment. So having Hyper-V and VMware. So the main thing to remember here is we support the two, you know. So they are the only two hypervisors we support before anyone starts shouting Zen and Citrix at me. So at the end of that, we've got the VM1 free. Now that's a really another good product, and it's a scaled down version of VM1. So if you need to run reports, we have kind of a 7-day reporting function on that. But in general, most of the features are there. So if you run VM1 into your estate, you can put the free version on. It'll give you really incredible information about your estate. You can export Visio diagrams with all of the information about every single object inside your estate. And something to bear in mind about the whole, all of our products suite, apart from the management pack, the management pack as well, is completely agentless. So I'll talk about how the management pack works, and that's why I stumbled on that just a second. So this is the agenda. We're going to go through the management pack, and I'm going to be pretty heavy on demos today. So I'm not going to bore you guys with slide decks. I mean, I'm a techie, and I've been like sitting where you guys are, and I hate tons of slide decks. So I'm going to go with the demos. So bear with me if the demo demons hit me. They might do. I've got quite a few things to do. And then I'm going to talk about business continuity and DR. So that's a little bit about backup and the DR functionalities that we offer. So a paradigm shift in virtualization. Well, I think everyone realizes this now, don't they? So, you know, we're quite established in the virtual market now. And what we say in Veeam is one of the things that has happened is that virtualization technology has moved on incredibly fast, but a lot of other technologies haven't caught up. So the thing with Veeam and the backup and the monitoring suite, we grew with VMware and Hyper-V. So we were alongside them through the journey. So something to bear in mind, we don't touch physical. So it's a bit of a sore point for some people, because if they've got an element of physical in their estate, then you generally have to run a couple of tools, and we kind of work with the other tools. So you still use those agents and all of the different features in your backup software, but then we do the virtualization really, really well. So we get incredible speeds, the way we read the data directly through the hypervisors, and we get incredible write speeds, deduplication, really using that changebot tracking and all the kind of tools that are available to the hypervisors. So people like to run the two, because they start to have less management of their virtual estate, and the backups just work. So they can concentrate on the physical. So that's what I mean by the paradigm shift. So more and more now, we're looking at the agile data center. We understand that VMware is fairly big in the estate, and Hyper-V is also there as well. So we have that flexibility for various different reasons, cost, licensing, different features. So ultimately, what you need in this estate is an effective monitoring solution, and that's what I want to talk about. And anyone who's used SCOM is going to really start get some benefits out of this. And actually, if anyone wants to scream at me and ask me to do something in SCOM, they're probably going to be much more of an expert on it than me. So quick hand show for VMware. Anybody got VMware? Heard of VMware? Okay, well, that's obvious then. So great. I think I'm talking to the right audience, so that's fantastic. So has anyone got monitoring solutions in for their VMware apart from Virtual Center? That's kind of an interesting question. So a much smaller show of hands there. Can I ask what you're using?
Zabbix.
Okay, interesting. Yourself? Zabbix as well. Okay, that's something I might need to look at. It's a software suite I'm not familiar with, actually. Is it? I remember a game on my Commodore 64 called Zybex. That was what just sprung to mind there, kind of a nostalgic memory comeback. Okay, so, well, that's good, because I think anyone with a reasonable sized estate, and you guys can vouch for this, you start to realize that Virtual Center isn't a monitoring tool. It's a management tool, isn't it? So when you start to, you have a recovery situation, and I've been through some really, really big recoveries in the bank, and it's a very, very difficult time. So someone's server is running slow, but for me, I had multiple teams, and we had to get all of these teams in, and no one really knew. There was a lot of testing on network. Is it storage latency? Is it the virtual center? Is it Windows operating system? So what? That's the reason we need this monitoring. So the way we were in the bank, we went down a completely separate monitoring solution. So this isn't ideal because you've got a few things there. Duplication of training costs. So if you've already got a team that's dedicated to SCOM, they understand SCOM already, you don't want to be putting in a completely different monitoring solution and having a completely different alerting set coming through for incidents, et cetera, et cetera. Management within teams and some other things there, disparate servers from systems management infrastructure. So you really start to completely separate the two teams. And actually, I'll be honest with you, it's how we did it in the bank, because we didn't run SCOM in the bank. We actually used Tivoli Endpoint. And I had monitoring of the ESX host, and then we brought in another solution, which didn't work, actually, because it wasn't scalable enough for the size we had. But the main thing is, I think, the cost is time of resolution of your incidents, especially on a high-processing database server or something like that. That's your downtime, isn't it? You've got cost of man hours, you've got cost of the production server down. So, and that's what we want to try and sort of eliminate. And I think that's probably the biggest cost. And so this is a picture. I have to admit, I stole this from my boss's slide deck. We have this tunnel visioned approach. The VMware monitoring tools end up monitoring the ESX very, very well. But do they monitor inside the applications? You have to correct me if Zabbix does do that. So an agent on the VM would do that, would it? Or? Right. Okay, cool. So what we're talking about with NWorks is having that end-to-end focus and vision, sorry. So having that VM, SQL, SCOM agents, monitoring all those different processes, et cetera, and then understanding all the way through, where does that VM sit? What ESX host is it on? What LAN is it on? What storage does it share its VMs with? Which HBA is it going through? So all this sort of thing. And then this is kind of a disturbing picture, but that's apparently what you're going to feel like after. I'll tell my boss, I've got one laugh. So what we're trying to give you here is a single pane of glass solution. I think I've kind of talked about it enough, and I'll show you some demos now. And we'll move on from that. So, actually, sorry, I'm just going to give you a quick rundown of the architecture. Apologies for that. So, guys, I'm going to kind of use the middle screen just to point things out. We're all familiar with SCOM, the database, the data warehouse reporting is run from. We've got our VMware ESX estate over the other side there. Now, what we do is we call on the APIs of the ESX host, and the way we do that is we have what's called an NWorks collector, and that will sit on top of any server that's got SCOM agent sitting on it, Operation Manager. Okay, so you probably want a reasonably powerful physical box to do that. And then the nice thing about that is, as you start to scale with VMware and push out, you can start to spread the load, and that's what gives this monitoring solution against others its scalability. It's because SCOM inherently is built to scale out. You know, so to give those ops manager components to do the collecting. And then on top of that, we're able to provide redundancy. What we have is something called Enterprise Manager, and that registers all of our NWorks collectors. Okay? So there's our Enterprise Manager server. And then what he can do is he can have a standby collector there. So this is a very, very important point, is the fact that you're not going to start losing any data. You've got that redundancy in play. So as soon as you lose one of those collectors, we've got standby collectors to take the load on. And I think that's a massive difference to any standalone. And it's where our Veeam 1 comes unstuck, because we can't distribute the tasks, whereas SCOM inherently can. So that's something to do. So what I'll do is I'll just quickly go over Management Pack now and just give you guys a quick view of what it looks like. Is anyone using NWorks in here? One, two, two. Cool. Okay. Okay. Okay, so we'll start off with the screen that everyone's probably quite used to. And then what we'll do is we'll go down to our management pack. So as you can see here from our management pack, we've got a hell of a lot of stuff straight out of the box, even before you start doing any customizations. So if you don't mind, I'm going to pinch a chair from somewhere so I can sit down. Okay. So straight away on there, we've got, this one is quite a handy one. It's the all VMware state. And what I'll do is I'll move these screens around so we can see. So immediately we get a good view of our ESX clusters, our host states, and all of the virtual machines on there. So as you can see, like it's got quite a lot of errors, but the reason being is we've built this as a demo lab to make sure we do have errors, so we've got some stuff to show you guys. So usual SCOM stuff, open up a diagram view, for example, of that, and we can start to really break down some things. And there we go. So we've got the ESX host here. And then from there, we can see we've got a certain problem, for example, on the storage. And then from there, obviously, we've got the Health Explorer and the usual SCOM components. So just run that. And from here, something for you guys to see is what we do is we have our own knowledge base in there as well. So that knowledge base article is a combination of Microsoft knowledge bases, VMware's knowledge base, and our own. So the guys have been working with VMware. We've got our own knowledge base in there as well. So for every one of our alerts, we've got a solution already rolled up in there for you. And there's links out to the actual KB articles on VMware's websites and that kind of stuff. So all done for you already. So that's pretty cool. So I'll close that down, so we'll go through that in a bit more detail in a minute. ESX. So. Oh, it was up here, actually, sorry. Data store, we've got some really good information on the data stores there. We can look for various different things on the data store, latency, IOPS, and all that kind of stuff. And when we come down to, going to find this. So host storage dashboard. We've got some out-of-the-box dashboards that can be quite handy. But what I'm going to show you in a minute is how I'm going to create my own dashboard. So these are probably the big hitters for me, and they certainly were when I had any problems in my state. You know, so it would be latency, ready times, etc. You know, so it doesn't look much at the moment, but from here we have all of our ESX hosts, and we can start to populate these dashboards. And then we can start to see the storage latency for any spikes or anything like that and how they compare against the other ES6 hosts. See, we've got the yellow and the blue for the different ones. IOPS, storage aborts and resets. That's a pretty common one, isn't it, with VMware? I think I had a monitor in place for if I had any more than 20 within the space of half an hour or something, we would create an alert because it's quite a common problem. But here we've got a nice dashboard view of that. So IOPS and all that kind of stuff as well. I've just got some notes here of what I'm going to show you guys. What's that one? ES6 host state view. It's just find it because there's quite a lot of stuff in here. ES6 host, it'll be there. Yeah, I quite like this. This gives a reasonably good overall view. Alert view. Actually, a question to all the SCOM guys in here: If you did see a critical error like that, would you do a diagram view, or would you tend to just go straight to an alert view? What kind of would be your first point of Health Explorer? Yeah, cool. Okay, that's interesting. And like I was saying, each one of these alerts are going to have a knowledge base article associated with them. So all kind of really handy stuff straight away out the box. And so what I'll do now is I'll just go up to topology view, which will give you a bit of an idea of how things work. vCenter topology. I think I've got a couple of virtual centers in here at the moment. So there you go. I think everybody who's got a reasonable size virtual center estate to realize you start having multiple virtual centers. So another important key fact there is to have multiple virtual centers in your estate. From here, we can drill down. I'll just pull this across. Host and clusters. I think in this cluster, we've only got the one host. So there's a data center. And then the really nice thing about it is we're calling on the APIs. So we start to get really useful ESX information. So all of the CPUs inside that ESX. And you can identify which CPU you may have a problem. This was a big problem for me in my estate. You'd get a hardware alert from the ILO or the ILOM or whatever you've got, and it would be a CPU error, but you wouldn't be able to identify that CPU. So it's kind of a tricky one to identify. So this is good if you've got a register of these CPU numbers. The other thing is quite cool, is all of the sensor information of ESX there. Temperatures, storage, power, fans. So you can see what I'm talking about with that single pane of glass there, because this kind of information would be in virtual center. And then you'd have that monitoring the hardware. Then you'd have another monitoring solution doing the actual looking for errors and problems and relevant problems in the estate. And then you may have something else to do your reporting against the estate or use virtual center. All in one place, which I really like there. And then there's my VM. So we start to see that the VM's got its end-to-end knowledge now. So from here, we drill down. And for example, I think that one was probably a reasonably good example. So now we've got all the way through there. Does that make sense, guys? So we've got all that SCOM agents monitoring the processes, the licenses, the SQL services, et cetera, et cetera. And then that goes right up to the ESX level. So a really, really thorough kind of end-to-end solution for your monitoring. So what I'll do is I'll just come out of topology view. Showing you a couple of dashboards. And then just need to go back to this. So what does the data mean? So we've got all these components in there, and it's all very well. But what we want to do is work out how we can really look at that data and get relevant information out of it. And I'm going to just show you how a couple of examples of how we would do that. So let's just go back to this screen again. Okay, so in my authoring page, I've got my service level tracking. Oh, apologies, that's the next one. Distributed applications. So if we look at this, I've created what's called a sample web app there. So we double click on that, I'll show you what it looks like now. So it's for our Veeam One server, which I was talking about earlier. We've got a couple of websites there it's monitoring, related to a couple of databases, and related to a couple of servers. So what we want to do is add the ESX component into that. Okay. So if we just have a quick look at that, I think it's looking view state. So looking healthy at the moment. Okay. And this might not work, but it depends if there's a problem on the ESX host. We should see that change once I add the ESX host into it. So I'll just whiz through that. And we'll add a component and call it VMware infrastructure. And then from here, AU ESX 2. Okay, so I know that that is sitting on that specific ESX host there, okay? And I'm just going to let it stop freaking out. Okay, so we add the ESX host in. And this is the data store it's sitting on as well on that ESX host. Now, what I can do here is bring out the HBAs. And so this is, do you see how powerful MWorks is? I've got all of the HBAs there and the specific servers that are related to those HBAs. So there you go, AU Veeam 1 there. That server there. And then I'll move down and add in the SQL server as well. So what I need to do now is create the relationship. And we'll do it from there to there. Relay that out. Okay. Save that. Okay, now I'm going to come back to that to look at the Health Explorer in just a few minutes, because if anyone knows, the MWorks collectors don't poll like immediately, you know. So I'm going to wait for its next poll. It's usually about a 5-minute poll. So I'll come back and I'll just show you what I was going to go through next. I'm going to basically go through here the management pack objects and service level tracking. So this is adding in a custom dashboard, which is kind of good. VMware clusters, we'll call it. So from here, group ESX. No, that's that distributed application. Okay. ESX cluster. And we'll call this one. Add in a monitor state, cluster availability. Target class ESX cluster 99. Okay. Add a couple more. Cluster performance. And this one is the NWorks cluster. not that. This is cluster. Ah. No, that's right. Cluster performance. Kind of confused what's going on there. Add in collection rule. Do cluster memory. That one's ESX cluster. Memory, we'll add that one in. And we'll set it reasonably low. We don't want it to go over 60%. I'm going to try add that one more rule in there. Select that. Ah, here we go. NWorks, VMware clusters. That's what I was after. Cluster performance. Okay, finish that. Just want to check something there, sorry guys. So we go back to the dashboards. So this is natively in it's gone now. New dashboard view. Oh, I've done something wrong here. Service level dashboard. VMware inf. VMware clusters, there we go. 24 hours, create. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll fire this up, and now you can start to see how we can start to customize those dashboards and start to bring in relevant information. So memory, we've got two virtual centers there, and then as we drill down, we can have a look at each one of those clusters, all of them performing pretty badly at the moment. Cluster performance, I don't know what's going on there. It doesn't look like we're getting a great deal of information. Cluster availability. This one's looking good. This is actually our production lab. The other one is the test lab. Okay. So I just want to quickly go back to that previous one we set up. And that was the distributed applications. And if we view that now. State. Now we should see a difference in here now. Okay, we didn't. I knew the demos would get me. Anyway, so that's basically a little bit of an overview for how you can start to bring in ESX into the SCOM estate. What I'll do is I'll just quickly switch back to the slide deck. So applications and service levels, we've been through that. So providing that end-to-end support. But using the tools wisely. So is anybody using Orchestrator in here? Show of hands. I take it you've been to a few demos that Orchestrator's, you're seeing it a bit around now. I think they're kind of pushing it pretty hard, aren't they, at the moment? So What we're going to do is I'm going to show you how to incorporate a management pack for VMware, Systems Orchestrator, and our backup and replication suite. So I'll do the Veeam and Orchestrator demo now. Ultimately, what we're going to do is with the backup and replication, we've got something called instant VM recovery, and I'll just briefly explain that. So you have a group of VMs that you've backed up, and what Veeam does is compress and deduplicate those VMs very, very well. So it'll sit that backup file on the storage, and it'll be quite small. But what we've got the ability to do is power the VM up off of that storage. So we publish an NFS share via the storage. So it doesn't affect the backup data. The changes get held in Delta files on the ESX host. Does everybody understand that? So it's an immediate recovery off of the backup server. And it's called instant VM. It'll come up and power up onto the host, and it'll just use the CPU and memory of the ESX host. So what I'm going to do is try and incorporate something, an instant VM recovery using Orchestrator and NWorks. So we'll give it a shot. So here's the runbook that's been created. And basically what the runbook's doing is waiting for an alert on a change of state on one of the alerts. And so I've kind of customized it so I can trigger it, okay? So it's basically looking for a value in a custom field called recover. So as soon as I type that in and press OK, it should trigger the job, okay? And then what it'll do is it'll use a PowerShell, Power CLI command to get the VMware status of the server. So what we're doing is a dual check to make sure that the VM is definitely not powered up. Get VMware state, is it powered on? And check for running processes in case ESX decides to throw a wobbler and it doesn't do it. So at that point, we get to a junction, and we create an alert to say we've started an instant VM recovery. Very easy to use this, actually. When you start getting into Orchestrator, it's a very powerful tool. Especially if you can call on PowerShell commands. And all of our software for backup and replication is all PowerShell based. So we've got our own component, which we add into PowerShell, Snap-in, sorry. And then what we do is run that PowerShell command. We just point it off to a PowerShell script to kick off the instant VM recovery. And then at the end, after the alert's been created, what we do is a loop on that get VMware status again, to keep trying the VM. And it has a timeout. So we give it around about half an hour timeout. And if it doesn't, it'll create an alert saying it failed. And if it works, create an alert that says it was successful. So simple. Really, really great tool. So what I'll do is I'll just get it prepared. So I've got this server here, AURHEL01. And I'm going to power this guy down. And we imagine we've just crashed that server and it's blue screened. Okay, so he's powering off. And what I'll do for those of you who don't know this product, what you can do is runbook tester and start the runbook. Okay, so that there is sitting there now waiting for a change of state on, I'm connected into the SCOM server. So we go into monitoring, active alerts. Oh, there's my server, AURHEL01. So I've got an alert off that server. And what I'm going to do is go to the custom field. And this is a little bit of smoke and mirror because I need to force it to pick up that alert. So I've powered the VM off. I changed that field. And then we have a look on this server now. And we should see a change in state on this. With any luck. So there you go. It's picked up that there's been a change in SCOM. And what it's doing now is that first part of the runbook, getting the process status. And this one will fail because it's trying and trying and trying to get the process status, whereas the get VMware status will actually be successful. but it will be in an off state. So that's what we're looking for. So I just need to open up the backup server as well so we can actually watch what goes on. There we go. No running tasks in there at the moment. Sorry, the screen is pretty crunched up, so apologies for that. Okay, so that's it. The first process failed. That's looking for the Windows services.exe. So we can't get to that, so it was a fail. Once it pushes past that one, we should see some action. And this will give you an idea of how the backup software works as well, because this is powering up that VM off of the backed up VM. So we've got something called a VBK file, Veeam backup file, and it'll power up directly off of that. Okay. So we've got to create an alert. Doing for time is not too bad. There we go, demo demons. Right, that's jolly good, isn't it? Okay, guys, I'm going to have a quick look at this. I'll have one go at fixing it, and if it doesn't work, I will have to just can it. Yeah, I know what it is. I've basically got a bit of a permission problem going on here. So the group policy just removed my username. So that's the account I'm trying to run the orchestrate script with. So if you don't mind, we'll just give it another shot. Scorch 01. This is a horrible screen. Stop that. And then start again. And here, type in there recover. Okay. Just give it a few seconds. Minutes. Try doing that on a different, on the SCOM server here. Come on. Right, good. Thank God for that. What I'll do is after this, we'll whiz on to, and I'll talk about some of the free tools that we can use. I'll talk about them quickly, actually. We've got something called Veeam Zip. So we'll get to those slides, and I can just whiz over them. So Veeam Zip is something that you can either Hyper-V or ESX, you can grab those VMs and compress them, deduplicated, and just put them anywhere, put them on a USB file or anything like that. So you can use this for lots of different reasons. If you've got your own test lab and you want to take a production server out, you don't have to power the production server down. Just zip it up and then just import it directly into your development labs. Or you've got VMware sprawl. You've got a load of VMs that don't people don't use anymore, but you don't want to kill them. Zip them up, stick them in an archive. So lots of different uses. How are we getting on there? So getting the VMware state. Okay, the other free tool that's available now is VEX, Veeam Exchange Explorer. So beforehand, we had a different way of restoring Exchange items, and that would be we'd run up an Exchange server in using that technology I was talking about in an isolated environment. And then we were able to pull out objects from Exchange and insert them directly back into production. Whereas now, we just do a file-level recovery, and we can explore the ADB file. There's a few tools on the market, but the big difference with us is it's completely free. So you can use that. And I'll do a quick demo of that if I get a chance, but I'm just looking at the time. I'm running a bit low on time. So okay, did it start? Junction, create alone. Right, instant VM recovery has started. So apologies for that. Just rabbiting away there. So we should see the PowerShell script now kick off a job inside here. There it is. So instant VM recovery of that server. So you see how powerful that is. You know, completely automated. You've lost the server. You've checked, is it down? You've just restored it from backup. You know, your backups could be running every hour. You know, you could, because our backups work on virtualization technology. It's just a snapshot. So if you've got a server that's not affected performance-wise by a snapshot, you could be running backups all the time. You know, a very small data. You're only taking those changes, copying them off. So we also do something called reversed incremental, and I'll just explain how that works. So you have a backup file, and you have a normal backup file, and then your incrementals like that. So what we do is we take that incremental and inject it into the backup file and then put a rollback point out the back. So in an event of an instant VM recovery, we get the latest backup of that VM without having to do rolling all those incrementals in. It's already done, but you can go back to a previous point. So it's quite a lot of information I'm giving you guys. So if we look at Virtual Center now, you'll see that it's published the VM. And I've give it the name instant AUHEL01. Power on the, and that's it there. That's the job. Publish the NFS share, powered on the VM, and you're back in production while you was off having a coffee. So great. No.
What now happens to the backups of that machine?
Right, so
what's saying is from now on,
yep,
it needs to be doing backups immediately.
Okay, so that VM won't be in the backup job. So you would have had a critical alert for that VM, so you would have known it's been instant VM restored, okay? So you have to think about how that's working. That VM isn't off of its native LUN storage, its SAN or anything like that. So what you tend to do here is you have that VM running off the backup storage, the change is being held here, and you want to get that back into production as soon as possible. And then once it's in production, rename it, and it comes back into the backup job. Yeah. I mean, it's all PowerShell, so you certainly could. You could run a sure backup. So it's a slightly different backup job. But yeah, you'd have the backup job ready, and you just have your PowerShell script just ready to kick off that specific job name. Yeah. I mean, it's endless, the possibilities, you know. If you start getting into the runbook, and I take it everyone's pretty comfortable with PowerShell now. All of these things can start to. Everyone's. I've got a few blank looks there, actually. I hate PowerShell. It completely confuses me. Anyway. Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad that worked anyway, guys, because that would have been kind of disappointing. Okay, I'm going to quickly whiz through the next few slides. I'm running a bit low on time. So Virtualization promises agility, but the monitoring, but we also need a backup. And this is a something I wanted to quickly talk about. DPM, I mean, I'm sure everyone's hearing a little bit about Microsoft DPM, and it is really good. And what we want you to realize is we're a complementary backup solution to DPM. DPM being that they can do physical servers, and we concentrate on the virtualized servers. And they do virtual servers as well, but the way we do virtual servers, we offer a lot more feature benefits with the virtual servers. So it's a kind of a complementary product. So we also do VMware and Hyper-V, so we're completely transparent there with the two hypervisors. I'm sure I've repeated that enough times now. One thing we do lack is we don't push to tape. We're concentrating on being a disk base. We've got integration papers to actually call other backup vendors and push it off to tape using their scripts and whatnot. So very, very simple to do. This is kind of a, I'm going to go through a couple of deployments of the backup. So we have a backup server there, and we're able to push out the tasks, the proxy and the repository servers. So the proxy can sit on either a Hyper-V host or in off-host mode or on-host mode. Off-host mode is a Hyper-V server that's not running any VMs, it's just got the Hyper-V role enabled. Okay. Off-host, on-host. In fact, the next slide shows that a bit better. And then the two-in-one solution, we also do in a replication suite there, so a DR and backup all in one place. Very reasonable cost as well. And this is another advanced deployment, having a backup server and two different estates, being able to push a proxy to each estate. This could be two satellite sites, you know. One estate you're doing a replication, another estate you're doing a backup. So I'm pretty sure like everybody's hearing the cloud word again, and still not 100% convinced. But we're our technology's being used in the cloud for both backup and DR. And the reason we do that is because we work well in that estate because we transfer the minimal amount of data across the wire. So compressed, deduplicated data, and just, does anyone use Veeam backup and replication, by the way? Cool. You can verify like how compressed and deduped that data becomes once you do the backup files. I mean, everyone's kind of like, you know, it's a double take when you see it. So that's why it works very well in a cloud estate. So I think this is a kind of a cloud integration diagram. And it's fairly straightforward. What this situation was doing is just having the backup local and then having a cloud storage gateway to sync those backup files up into the cloud. So there'd be a couple of, you lose your estate, it might be a case you'd have to take those backup files and deploy those VMs into either an existing estate sitting there already or start to deploy the estate. It depends on your RTOs, I think, is the main thing to be aware of there. Actually, I'll just quickly go to the cloud. Someone gave me a really nice example of a service provider, and what they're doing is they're providing DR to the cloud. So they do the DR, and this is how they convince their customers to go up. They do DR up to the cloud, and they say, what we'll do is we'll do you a failover once a month. So with our failover, we do re-IP up to different VLANs and all that, and you can be up and running in pretty quick time. And then when you fail back, you just fail those changes back into the production estate. It's a nice feature. We have the ability for 28 snapshots there. So if you have like a virus that takes out your estate, you could potentially roll back to half an hour before all those servers were working fine and then just roll back those changes to your production. You only roll the changes back. Okay, we do re-IP and all that sort of stuff is where I was saying. But in this example, he said, okay, we'll do a failover for you once a month. Okay, well, you need a hardware refresh on the ground. So what we're going to do is, because you're comfortable with it running in production up in DR, because we've done failovers, we'll change the production up here, and we'll take all your old kit and provide that as the DR, kind of a reverse cloud. And I thought it was a really nice kind of idea, because the customer's still comfortable that he's still got physical hardware sitting there, you know. And eventually, when that hardware kicks the bucket, then production and DR are up in the cloud. You know, so it's just something like quite a nice story that I like. Free stuff, we've just been through this. Veeam Zip, log on to the website, get it, install it, you'll love it. guaranteed. If you want to test your servers, nice way, you can have a lab and you can zip three servers up that are dependent on each other, SQL, web server, DC. Fire them in the lab, run your patches, you're ready to go, you know. And Exchange Explorer. I don't know if I'm going to have time for demo there. Oh, I probably have. Does anyone want to see it, the console? I'll do a quick file level recovery of it. Won't take long. You see the console and Veeam backup replications, that kind of ribbon Microsoft effect now? Not very original. Right. Okay, so I've got my Exchange server there. And those two servers there are actually the two Exchange servers running in an isolated lab, because we use it to show some of our recovery features. So all I do here is a restore, a Windows file level recovery. And we've got a pretty powerful searching tool for file level recoveries as well. And it's under a web-based GUI, which I'm not going to show you now. But just to show you, I mean, here it looks like you have to browse the file, but you don't, you know. You can just search it. OK, so what that does is that will mount the backup file now. There you go. Taking its time, isn't it? I've got a bit of a slow connection here. So what I do now is just browse over to the Exchange database, which is here, if I remember rightly. Mailbox, database, and then literally just double click on that now. It takes about 20 seconds or something to load up. But what I'll do is I'll take any questions. Anyone got any questions on anything?
Once you've restored your VMware backup,
yep.
Your Veeam backup, you're running off the backup.
Yep.
Can you use vMotion to shift that to a proper...
Yeah. So there's two things there. It's a good question, because you can either use VMware storage vMotion. Hyper-V has got its own migration technology that done at the kind of, especially with the new Hyper-V, it's going to be an amazing speed difference as well. And if you haven't got storage vMotion, we've got our own technology to do that. It's not as slick as Hyper-V's and VMware's. We do a suspend and resume of the VM, so you do lose a drop of a few packets or something like that. So, and that's free. That comes as part of our kit. So a lot of people don't have that extra feature of storage vMotion, so it comes in handy. So there you go. That's the Exchange. Thanks for that question, by the way. That's the Exchange database. There you go. Pretty slick. And a free tool, you know, for anyone in support or anything like that. It's a nice little thing to have in your kit. You can search. Sorry? Yeah? EDB file. Yeah. Yeah. Because actually, I've got a bit of a smoke and mirror demo as well, where I've just copied that file onto a place and in the same infrastructure. That is actually an Exchange server. No one believes me now, do they? Lying bastard. yeah, so at that point, we can export to PST. The other wizard we've got requires the Exchange server to be running. We can inject directly back into the mailbox. This isn't as slick, but doesn't take as long. You know, it's just you can browse the EDB, explore it. Boom, it's done. Free tool as well. So the other one you'd have to pay for. Okay. I'm going to wrap it up there, guys. I really appreciate you coming along to the presentation. And if you've got any more questions, I'm going to be on the booth the rest of the day and tomorrow. Card down there if anyone wants to take one, ask any questions, happy to take it. And also, I'm here in New Zealand kind of once a month, so if anyone wants demos on site, deep dive on any of the products, I'm happy to do that as well. So take a card and just get in touch.